The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, hey, hey! This is specifically designed for those of you who are already entrepreneurs. If you already have something that you want to sell, something that you are trying to sell, you're in the right place. When people say you've got to show up and you've got to build trust, I'm going to break down like what exactly does that mean? I have been in business for more than 20 years, actually more than that. When Brett and I just about 3 years ago hired a top internationally known branding and business building expert. This person worked with, I'm not trying to brag, but she worked with Beyonce. She worked with Gwyneth Paltrow. And we paid, are you ready for this? $250,000 for her consultation. Was it worth it? Yeah, it absolutely was. Because I learned things about sales. I learned things about branding. I learned things about trust that I never knew. And I've been in business. We'd been in business at that point for more than 25 years. So literally, I'm going to break down in my own words in a way that I think will relate to your business, what that $250,000 consultation breaks down for in terms of the things that I think most people don't know. And it was an incredibly valuable and eye-opening experience. And if you know me, you know I have a reputation for sharing my answers. I share my answers. I tell you everything. I'm the girl you can sit behind me. And if you want to look over my shoulder and look at the notes on the test and my answers, feel free. That's up to you. Because I know all ships rise. And I know that I will be abundantly blessed if I continue to share the things that other people share. I didn't invent this stuff, but I do like sharing the things that other people have shared with me, even if those are things that I had to pay for. And we love to hear these like simple one-line answers like, oh no, it's really simple. You just need to show up every day. Well, no, it isn't that simple. If it were that simple, everybody would be slaying sales. It's not. There's an order. It is not as simple as like buy some ingredients and you can make a cake. You have to know which ingredients to buy. You have to know how to mix them, the order, exactly how much of each ingredient, and you have to know how long to bake it. But if you have all those things in a nice little box, you can't mess up. The five reasons why we are motivated to buy. And when I say we, I mean we. The number one thing that you can do right now to learn about sales is to stop thinking about your customer and just think about you. I truly believe that is one of the reasons why I've had such tremendous success in sales is because I always think about what would I find cheesy? What would I find distasteful? What would I find high pressure? What would I find off-putting? And then I don't do those things. I do think it is possible to build success and take some shortcuts and do some things the wrong way, the fast way. But I think it's pretty risky when it comes to your health, the health of your marriage, your mental health, your physical health, etc. Okay, so let's get to it. Let's talk sales, right? Because frankly, if you want to be in business, you got to sell some things. Are you with me? The five reasons we're motivated to buy. We buy things because they save us time. It's going to make us money or save us money. We buy things because we want to avoid pain or avoid loss. We buy things because it's going to change us. It's going to make us better. It's going to help us to improve, or because it's going to make us feel good. Okay. Those are the five top reasons. Sometimes it's like, well, because I need to eat. Well, that might be to improve the way you feel, right? You want to feel good, you buy food. Why do you buy jewelry or clothing? Because I want to feel good. I want to improve my mood. Why do you buy makeup? Why do you buy health products? Because they are going to help me avoid pain, or they're going to help me improve. They're going to help me transform. They're going to help me feel good, right? Why do people buy the thing that you offer? Yeah, because it improves their health. It can help them to lose weight. It can help them to feel better. It can help them look better. It can help them improve their day. It might save them money. It might make them money. Yeah, these are all the same reasons. Save time, save money, avoid pain, feel better, be better, transform, feel good. These are all the reasons. Now, if the thing that you offer delivers all of these things, we still need one very important ingredient. And what is that? Yes, trust. Trust. We have to have trust in most cases before we buy. Okay, so try to think of some things that you might buy where you really don't know anything about the product or the service or the person that's offering it and you might buy. Well, an example of that might be something that's very, very low cost, but even still, you're going to read the description and you still have to evaluate. Like think about something you bought really cheap on Amazon. You still read the description. You still might have looked at the number of reviews that there were. And so you're deciding for yourself, can I trust that what they're saying about this product is indeed what I will be receiving, right? So that's really important. Now, here's another really important element of trust. The more of a commitment that purchase is, the more trust we need to have. A vehicle, for example. Before you buy your next vehicle, you know, that's a big investment. You're going to need to feel trust with the brand, the make, the model, the year, probably the dealership that you're buying it from or the person whom you're buying it from, right? When we buy a house, that's a big investment. You're probably going to go back and look at it a bunch of times. You're going to look at other homes. You're going to look at other comps. And then you have to trust your intuition. You have to trust the home inspector. For most people, it's not a decision that you make in 3 seconds. It's not an add to cart. It's a decision that you have to get to a place where you feel, okay, I feel comfortable. I feel safe, right? Because what is trust? Trust is I feel safe that I'm not going to be taken advantage of. We do not want to be taken advantage of. It's trust. It's trust that we want, right? So what is trust? Trust takes time, but trust is your reputation. That's what trust is. Trust is people trying to figure out if, in fact, they can trust you based on your reputation. Okay, so if it's trust that we need to build, and it is our reputation that builds trust, then why does everybody say you need to start by building a brand? Why does everybody say that? You need a personal brand because, frankly, your reputation, ready for this? Write this down. Your reputation is your personal brand. Write that down. You know, people get really caught up with personal branding, right? They're like, you know, what is a personal brand? Is it my logo? Is it my fonts? Is it my Instagram? Like, it's everything. It's all of those things. That's what your reputation is. Your reputation is, and by the way, this is front-facing. So it's not even who you really are for some of you. Because there are people, and we find this out all the time, like with celebrities, that they have a reputation, but they're really like someone else. But it doesn't matter, really, because it's their reputation that is making the money. It's their reputation that is their brand. You know, it's kind of a bummer when we find out, we're like, oh, I hate it when there's like, I don't want to hear one bad thing about Ellen. You can get off this right now if you're going to tell me anything negative about Ellen, because I'm just going to stick with my own belief about her reputation, and that's it. And Oprah too. If you have anything negative to say about Oprah, get out of here. I don't have any room for that negativity. All right, fine. But you know, but it is disappointing. Like when we're like, oh, really, really? Like, I don't know if you've ever met someone who knows someone famous and you're like, what are they really like? And then when they tell you and you're like, oh, really? You know, you're bummed because you want to know that their reputation matches up with who they are. But the fact of the matter is your reputation and your brand are just what people believe about you. And that can be good and it can be bad because some of you are an amazing, amazing person. Your brand and your reputation doesn't match that. And that's a problem. Your reputation, get this. Okay, hold on. Your reputation is how you make people feel. That's a big part of your reputation. But can I break it down even more specifically? Because I don't think many of us have learned this the way that we needed to when it comes to building a business. Brand is the consistency of the following. Reputation, which is your vibe, your visuals. Like the room that I'm sitting in right now is the fact that I have a lot of jewelry on, like it's choking me, is part of my reputation. It's my voice. It's that, you know, which is fine that some girls especially talk like this, and that is fine because that is part of their brand, but it's not mine. My brand is just, you know, speak with a little bit of a Michigan twang and, you know, I've got a deeper voice. My mission is part of my brand. I've already told you that my mission is that I care about families. I care about kids. I care about legacy. And for me, that means that's my mission. I care that you don't build a business where you end up working your face off. Part of my positioning is my brand. Like, and I position myself as someone who's easily distracted, who knows how to get people focused. And that brings up a certain emotion in people. That's all part of brand. Now, when all of these things are in alignment, brands can evolve the test of time. Now, the reason why I'm going to say that is this. How many of you are 100% confident that you will be 10 years from now? Don't answer this quickly. It's a yes or a no. Are you 1,000% confident that 10 years from now, you will be selling the very same thing that you're selling today? Of course, you can't be confident of that. 10 years from now, your interests may change. Your mission may change. What you're interested in may change. What you're excited about, what you're motivated by, what sets you on fire. I mean, life changes. Your whatever it is that you're selling may be obsolete. Like, you just don't know. But the one thing that will be the same 10 years from now, should be the same 10 years from now, are you ready for this? Is your brand. That's not going to change. Shouldn't change. It might look a little different. Of course, it's going to evolve, but that's not going to change. You get that? Yeah. You need to be the brand. I don't know if I'm going to be doing what I'm doing 10 years from now. I don't know. But I guarantee you this, I'm going to have the same reputation. I will have a reputation for being someone who's always easily distracted, who cares enough about other people's lives. I will have the reputation of being someone who's funny, tongue-in-cheek, direct, and who cares so much about people's families and their choices and their freedom, and that they get to live the life that they want to live. Now, what means by which I'll be doing that, I don't know. But my brand will be consistent, that that's who I am, that I show up and I break things down in a very simple way, steps. That I uncomplicate really complicated things and I teach it in a really basic way that is simple and doable. That's my brand. So I don't know if I'll be selling cars or I'll have a jewelry line or if I'll be teaching marketing and business strategy the way that I am today. I don't know. But my brand will be consistent. I guarantee you that. Because I'm going to show up the same way I've shown up for the last 30 years. This is it. No matter what business I've had, you're getting the same brand. And that's one thing most of you may be missing because I think you're leading with your product and your product is not your brand. You got that? And here's another thing. If you're spending all your time promoting your product, how will I ever learn to trust you? How will I ever hear your voice, your vibe? How do I know how you make me feel? I don't care how your product makes me feel. I need to know how the brand makes me feel. But the first thing you have to ask yourself about is your brand's reputation? Are all of these things in alignment? Because all those things have to be in alignment. Or I should say, is your reputation a little confusing? Well, when I show up in social media, I'm a mom who loves chasing unicorns. And chiropractic care. I groom dogs on the weekend, and I've just started a little Etsy store where we sell bows for little girls' hair. And also, I'm such a big believer in essential oils. And did I mention that I'm a chiropractor? And I post like crazy about all organic food. Like, so the brand is a little confusing, right? It's a little confusing. And that's to be expected because most of us are out of alignment. We haven't given thought. I did not know how to do this. I did not, you guys, I've been teaching business for 20 years. I did not know the specifics of how to get all of these things in alignment, the vibe, the visuals, the values, the voice, the reputation, the mission, and how you position yourself. I didn't know how to do that. I mean, like, if you think about like everybody who's like, yeah, that makes sense, but you probably have never been taught how to develop that. And that is something that's really important. It starts with you understanding like who is your ideal customer, because you can't attract your ideal customer unless, of course, you've got these things figured out in advance. If you know who your ideal customer is, then it's much easier for you to figure out like what your brand personality is and your vibe and what it is you're trying to create.
It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun and then be done. And we're done.
This edition of Build Your Tribe was brought to you by InstaClub Hub. What is it? It is a membership. That means you log in and all of your lessons are there, but everything pertains only to Instagram. Full disclosure, we don't teach business funnels. We don't teach sales conversions. We don't teach email marketing. That is Marketing Impact Academy. But if you're like, my social media is at the root cause of why my business isn't growing, and I know I need to master Instagram, well, you should check it out, because we are giving people amazing results, like insane results, because we really have a great time studying this stuff. So check it out. Go to instaclubhub.com right now, and we keep you up to date and current. You will grow your Instagram. I promise you that.